Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Astrologer Bill Attride Radio Show. I'm Bill Attride, and today is our third show in 2024, and I want to pick up where we left off last time. We were looking at national and world leaders, and so I'm going to do that today and later in the first part of the show. We looked at the United States and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and some other world leaders. And today I thought we'd just go further and look at some other countries that I'm interested in, and I'm sure you're interested in too. So we'll take a look at some of the more other countries in the Middle East and other things. And then, of course, then I'll open up and talk to you. If you have a question for me, just when I call upon you, just give me your first name, and I'll call on you by mentioning the area code you're calling from or something like that. And then you can ask me a question about the show today, about maybe another country or what's going on in the world. Or certainly if you have a question about yourself or someone else, you can do that. And all I would need is a birth date and a birthplace, at least, and I can tell quite a lot from that. Or if you have the time of birth, then, of course, I can tell you that much more. If you want to do that, that's fine. If you have another topic not even connected to another chart or to what I'm talking about today, but I'm open for that in terms of any question about astrology or spirituality or what have you. And certainly, if you want to reach me for whatever reason to perhaps get some suggestions for studies in metaphysics or astrology, I have a vast book list here that I like to give people and even help them as they're going through that to sort of answer questions and maybe suggest another book and so on. I'd be glad to do that. And if you want to get a reading yourself, that's fine. That's what I do 6 days a week, and very much enjoy that. My love of my life is working with my clients and helping people, so that I'd be happy to do that for you. Again, to reach me, you can find on all platforms, social media, from Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. Just Google my name. It'll come up, Bill Attride or Astrologer Bill Attride. And then you can certainly find in those various platforms my phone number, but also email address is a good way to reach me. I'm always checking email. And my email address is billattride@gmail.com. And that's the way to, that's probably the best way to reach me. Anyways, before we get into the show today, I want to do a little review of what's going on here to point out tomorrow is the lunar eclipse on Monday, happening about 3 in the morning here in the U.S., in the East Coast, so 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So if the skies are clear, quite visible, and certainly Midwest and West, so throughout the U.S. and other parts, we will be seeing this eclipse of the moon. But it's only a penumbral. I say only in the sense that here the moon does enter the initial shadow of the Earth falling upon the moon, but not completely. So the moon is not really eclipsed as such. It's a partial, not that it's only cutting away partially, but the moon will just dim, so it'll become sort of less bright. So it might not be that noticeable. It may be somewhat noticeable, but it's not like that dramatic, complete darkening of the moon when the shadow falls on it perfectly. And that's just because of the distance of the sun, of the Earth from the moon, and where the shadow is falling that's causing this kind of an effect. And of course, this is the big precursor to what is happening in a couple of weeks at the new moon, which of course will be that eclipse that will run from the southwest to the northeast. And everybody's like making plans to be in that the line of that eclipse, of course, which is coming up in 2 weeks' time on April the 8th, which will be a total eclipse. And so that's rather dramatic if you're in the path of the totality, which will last for several minutes if you happen to be there. And then, of course, another thing we should all be getting ready for happening just a week before the eclipse is Mercury turning retrograde. Yes, once again, running from April Fool's Day, April 1st, Mercury has a sense of humor, till April 25th. And it's moving from 27 degrees of Aries to 16 degrees of Aries. And I know people get all worked up and upset about Mercury retrograde and causing like gremlins are out and disturbing everything and things go haywire. But that's really on us because we're just not paying attention that the energies have shifted to a more introspective time, a time of greater contemplation and reworking of our ideas. So we do have to pay more attention outwardly to make sure we're hearing what we're hearing or seeing what we're seeing as opposed to being not observant of that. And also when speaking or communicating in any means or method, to be that much more careful because Mercury retrograde does make us have that difficulty sometimes of both transmitting and receiving because our minds are focused in other ways. But we can rise above that if we just remain aware, okay? So those are a couple things I just wanted to clear up for today before we get into the show today. And so let's do that. And again, then I'll turn to all of you in the second part of the session or the second part of the show today. So today I would like to examine charts of countries and world leaders that we did not cover in the last two shows. And if we have enough time, I may circle back to the USA and look at the history of the USA through a lens or its series of progressed new moons, which I did mention very briefly in our last show. Now, personal astrology examines the character and life of individual people and other individual matters. Mundane astrology, which we are working with today, uses many of the same techniques but applies them to the world of nations, organizations, and their leaders. So in our last show, we looked at the chart of the USA with regards to 2024 and also examined the charts of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. We then examined the astrological indications for the charts of Ukraine and Russia, along with the leaders Zelensky and Putin. We also examined China and Xi Jinping, North Korea and Kim Jong-un, and Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. I will certainly come back to consider the USA chart throughout this year, as well as Joe Biden and Trump, along with Ukraine, Russia, and Israel. But I thought it would be good to look at some other major players on the stage of world history here in 2024. Excuse me. So since we ended our tour of other nations last time with Israel, let us continue with the conditions of the Middle East and start with Iran and its leader, Ali Khamenei. Iran was experiencing in 2023 a major transit of the planet Neptune, a conjunction over both its Mars and Mercury, and in 2024, Neptune continues to conjunct Mercury. Now, Mars in a nation's chart rules the energy form of the actions that hold a nation together or drive it apart, and equally the characteristic manner in which it meets up with other state and non-state actors on the world stage. Now, Iran has its Mars in Pisces, which means it would hold itself together by faith or fear, and that it would defend and define itself as in a struggle to preserve and extend its faith, and often to act as a martyr and act at times with subterfuge or even deception. With Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, on Mars in 2023, it would certainly have leaned into these actions with even greater intensity so that its internal measures of cohesion and external measures of defense or aggression would have been extreme as well. With obscure or hidden means to obtain internal controls and outward defenses or offenses. Now, Mercury rules all forms of communication and networking in a nation, whether that be transportation physically or messaging systems. So it's like the nervous system as well as the mind of a nation, and therefore indicates education, literature, intellectual matters, and schools. With Neptune conjunct Mercury for 2023 and 2024, Iran's messaging has more than its normal level of misdirection and subterfuge. In addition, all through 2023, Iran had Pluto opposite its Jupiter. Now, Jupiter rules a nation's common values, beliefs, and truths. It rules its ideologies and religion or religions. Of course, given that Iran is a state defined by one religion, Shiism, it means to political control as well as the governing principle of their relationship to the rest of the world. With Pluto going over Jupiter, Iran would, on the one hand, see itself under tremendous pressure from other world actors, needing to reinforce their defense against the threat of being diminished or defeated in a battle of faith, and equally feel the need to increase their attempts to spread their truth, to support other Shia communities, and to convert others. Now, with Pluto moving beyond Jupiter, I would expect Iran to pull back somewhat in its attempt to expand its influence for now. If we look to the chart of the leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, for which we have no time of birth, so we have to be a little more circumspect in determinations, it is probably not surprising, but certainly reaffirming, that both the transiting Neptune and Pluto were very active in his chart in 2023. Neptune was conjunct his Jupiter, the planet of truth and belief, and so he was going through a rather challenging year of questioning and confusion, less confident and uncertain as regards his understanding and motivations. Moreover, this transit, especially for an older person, oftentimes indicates a health issue regarding the liver or the pancreas. Meanwhile, Pluto was squaring his sun, so he most certainly felt the need to protect his power and boundaries, and perhaps push back quite strongly against any real or imagined threats to his power. Both these transits are fading away, again possibly indicating a more subdued leader and Iran. For Saudi Arabia in 2023, the main transits were Neptune conjunct the moon and Saturn conjunct Venus. Now, the moon in a nation's chart represents the masses, what we call the common people and the entire population. It is the vessel of popular opinion and mass movements. With Neptune on the moon, the people of Saudi Arabia were experiencing a dissolving of their previous sense of themselves as they dreamed and wondered about who they are and who they are becoming. The mood of the public was shifting from one understanding into another. Venus is in a nation's chart is the value of the nation, sort of the glue that holds a people together to form a state or nation. The likes and loves of a people hold them to one another and to the state without force, but by affection, as realized in the arts or entertainment and other shared pleasures. With Saturn conjunct Venus, the people of Saudi Arabia, and maybe even more the women, as Venus can be seen as ruling especially them too, they were not feeling the love in 2023. Whether the dissatisfactions were formed internally by some loss of value, including economic conditions, or by a weakening or breaking down of relationships externally, and so forming a test of agreements with other nations or world actors. I certainly could see the crisis in Gaza, Israel, and the relationships with both of them and other states in the Middle East, that this would certainly have been a major source of the loss of value for the people of Saudi Arabia. And in 2024, Neptune is squaring Neptune, while Uranus is trining the Sun and Jupiter. Now, Neptune in a nation's chart is the vehicle for the visions, dreams, and ideals of a better future. Whether a return to a golden age or dreams of a new age, Neptune inspires but can also lead to delusions, deceptions, and disillusionments. With Neptune on Neptune, Saudi Arabia is in the midst of a wondering and wandering as to what is the good or what is our national dream for 2024. The sun in a nation's chart rules its character and core energy form and will often indicate the supreme authority or leader to, whether they be president, prime minister, king, or queen. It often shows the central character or persona of a nation, the story or myth that it projects to the world. The influence of Uranus brings change, hopefully chosen, to move towards a more expansive and truer expression of the entity in question. But it can also bring shocks, surprises, and upsets. But the whole purpose is to lead to liberation and freedom. But if misunderstood and misapplied, it can lead to rebelliousness and extremes of contrariness and defiance. Here with a trine aspect, there is a much higher likelihood of a growth in the sun nature, so that Saudi Arabia and its ruler will be more inclined to move in a direction of ingenuity, innovation, and openness to change, and that this will also be seen with regards to its approach to its truths and teachings with Uranus on Jupiter. So let us turn to the ruler of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. And again, we do not have a time of birth, so we must proceed with some greater degree of conditionality regarding our observations. So in 2023 and 2024, MBS is going through a very strong series of alignments of Uranus to several planets in his chart. For 2023, he had Uranus squaring his Mercury and opposing his Saturn. And in 2024, he has Uranus squaring his Mars. So 2023 was going to shake up bin Salman's mind and thoughts, Mercury, and challenge his understanding and experience of reality, Saturn. But through the challenge to his Mercury, he would have had an opportunity to, or had to, open his mind and consider other data points and points of view. In the end, he would have hopefully experienced the shock as freeing him from a more limited understanding so that he would have been able to grasp and work with new approaches and solutions to the challenges he faced. And with Uranus on Saturn, he would have had the experience of his old reality, his set of certainties and structures of his world, that they were challenged and sometimes broken or thrown down. He might have seen this as a great loss during part of this period, but may have come around to realize the old reality was not enough, and that it was time to reset and create a new reality structure in his life. I most definitely believe that the earthquake in the Middle East initiated by Hamas and the ongoing crisis there was a major component of the shift in reality for him. For 2024, the transit of Uranus over Mars holds even greater possibilities, but equally greater dangers too. MBS may be a Virgo by his sun type, but his Venus, his Mercury, and his Mars are all in Leo. So he wants to be a Leo with Venus, he thinks like a Leo through Mercury, and he acts like a Leo by Mars. And that Mars is the planet leading his sun around his chart. So it forms a very defining and prominent feature of his character. Mars is the planet of desire, of action, of our thrust in life. A Leo Mars will forge a purposeful and strong type of leadership, but if misaligned or misunderstood, it can make a person arrogant too. Mars in Leo will make MBS a person who believes himself to act with respect and honor, and that he deserves that honor as well. But if he feels that he's being disapproved of or disrespected, well, he could become very angry. Uranus brings shocks, forcing a break, but also eliciting strong actions and reactions with Mars. It can manifest as unforeseen upsets or obstacles blocking his aims and actions. And he might react with anger, and he may lash out, which of course will only make things worse. Or he may respond to Uranus with understanding, hold himself more in a manner of positive self-assertion and leadership rather than aggression. He may realize the time has come to pursue a new goal or a new way to a goal, and he can be an agent of freedom for himself and for others. 2023 was a very challenging year for Turkey, with a devastating earthquake in February, followed by lesser quakes, then torrential rains and floods in those same earthquake regions in March. Now, I prefer to look at cycles and processes and periods of time rather than any one moment in a chart. But it should be noted that Pluto, the ruler of birth, death, and rebirth, aligned with Turkey's Uranus, the ruler of earthquakes, exactly at the time of the February quake. Sometimes a particular moment and event does matter. The major transit for Turkey in 2023 was the favorable trine to its sun. Since the sun rules the character of a nation and oftentimes the ruler, it indicates a period where great progress can be made as a nation and often by its ruler. That is quite interesting, as in Erdogan's chart, he had Saturn making a conjunction to his sun all year long and would also favor an individual with regards to a major moment in their life. Many observers had projected that Erdogan would have faced a very difficult re-election in 2023 after the February earthquake exposed much of the shoddy construction that led to so many deaths. But with Saturn on his sun exactly at the time of the election, and with Saturn trining the nation's sun, Erdogan won easily. For 2024, Turkey is encountering a significant double transit. Neptune is squaring the moon for 2024 and 2025. And Uranus is opposing Jupiter. The moon rules the populace, and with Neptune, the universal solvent, the planet that dissolves boundaries in order to allow for transformation and awakening, the mood and character of the people of Turkey will be greatly changed by this experience, ranging from the most sublime inspirations of spirit to the most illusionary and delusional. Neptune's touch will and does lead to the most uplifting experiences and equally the most disturbing. Certainly, the people of Turkey will be deeply re-examining the question, what is the dream of our people? Yet equally wondering, what kind of people or peoples are we? A cautionary note must be made, as the last time Neptune passed over Turkey's moon was in 1984, which is when the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a Marxist-Leninist revolutionary movement, began a campaign of terror in southern Turkey. So it's not a coincidence that Neptune rules socialist and communistic movements. And through history, and though history never repeats itself, there are resonances and echoes that ring through the halls of time. Meanwhile, Jupiter, the planet that rules the common values and truths and faiths of a nation, is being opposed by Uranus, the planet that brings about a change to the status quo, by asserting the principle of freedom and independence. That might certainly tie into the Neptune transit, combining a movement with dreams for greater freedom, taking action that shocks the people. But the drive towards greater self-realization and freedom will swing both ways. And it should be noted that the two previous transits of Uranus to Turkey's Jupiter were in 1980, when the military seized power in the third coup in Turkey's history. Civil liberties were curtailed as the military pushed back against both far-right and far-left movements and banned the Kurdish language. And then in 2001, as the religious parties were rising to the point of taking majority power in Turkey, the Constitutional Court banned the pro-Islamic Virtue Party in 2001. Then, in November 2002, the Islamic-based Justice and Development Party, AK, won in a landslide election. For Recep Erdogan, 2023 was a very challenging but ultimately a very successful year, due in no small part to the favorable intersection of Saturn on his sun while trining Turkey's sun. But 2024 may prove to be more challenging for him as he will experience Uranus square his Pluto. Yes, the same planet aligning with Jupiter in Turkey's chart in 2001 and now in 2024 is aligning with the planet that rules power and control in Erdogan's chart. And who was the leader that secured the triumph of the religious movement and its newly formed party, AKP, in 2001? Of course, it was Erdogan who led that party to victory. And he has wielded power and control as prime minister or president ever since. What does that mean for 2024? With Uranus, it means change is here. And if properly channeled by the human actor or actors, it will bring about greater freedom. But if misunderstood and mishandled, it can lead to instability, disruptions, and in this case, political earthquakes. Sorry, I need a drink of water there. Let's turn our focus to Europe now and consider what 2023 and what 2024 will be like for the United Kingdom. The major influence in 2023 was the semi-square of Neptune to the UK's Mars. Mars in a nation rules the energy form of those forces that internally hold a nation together or drive it apart by assertion or aggression, and equally the characteristic manner in which it asserts itself with other state and non-state actors on the world stage. The UK has its Mars in Taurus, and its expansion outwardly was by being a mercantile and colonial power based on trade and manufacture. Neptune dissolves boundaries so that a particular structure of reality must let go of that ordering and move beyond to a new form of manifestation. But as a result, at least for us humans, it means that we will go through an experience during such times of transition with a greater or lesser degree of uncertainty, doubt, and confusion. The last time Neptune lined up with the UK's Mars, it was 2003, and Tony Blair and Parliament decided to join the USA in the invasion of Iraq. In 2023, the mounting series of labor strikes and the lackluster recovery from the COVID disruptions has so deeply wounded the conservative-led government of Rishi Sunak that if elections were held, the Labor Party would triumph in a landslide. And an election will be necessary by at least early 2025. For his part, for much of 2023 and continuing through the first quarter of 2024, Sunak has been experiencing a very challenging double transit as Uranus formed a conjunction to both his Mercury and Sun. Uranus brings shocks and surprises, sometimes a pleasant surprise or discovery, but also upsets and shocks of a disturbing nature. He is being challenged to open his mind and deal with many different problems and points of views from others, and if handled well, opens his intelligence to consider problems in a new light and come up with innovative solutions. But no matter what, the juggling of so many minor and major challenges can cause mental exhaustion. Meanwhile, with Uranus on his Sun, it brings to bear the very question for himself, is this role and responsibility I have, does it fulfill me now or not? For 2024, the United Kingdom will be experiencing two major transits, Uranus squaring Saturn, and for 2024 and 2025, Pluto opposite Jupiter. Saturn rules in a nation's chart is the holder of the state itself, the institutions of the nation, and the nature or degree to which the state and the nation balances order with freedom. So it rules the legal system, the civil service, and other preserving organizations. With Neptune, the disruptor, and agent of freedom going over Saturn, we would expect a general shakeup in the state itself, like a change in leadership. And the conservatives have now been in power since 2010, which means 14 years, basically half of a Saturn cycle. We should also expect that the continuing disruptions in labor unrest in the civil service, like the National Health Service and others, will continue, but hopefully lead to new and inventive ways of providing such services. The Pluto opposition is a deeper challenge. Remember, Jupiter rules the common values and beliefs which hold a people or nation together, whether by culture, religion, science, or spirituality. Pluto brings the power of the will to bear, the issue of control and self-control, and strong cathartic changes which may ultimately bring about a rebirth. The last time Pluto aligned with the UK's Jupiter was 1984, which witnessed one of the most significant labor struggles, the coal miner strike. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher had prepared for this struggle, and the state brought many pressures to bear upon the miners, and Thatcher prevailed and forced the unions to concede in 1985. And the power of unions and the Labor Party was forever diminished and faded. For 2024, we cannot know in what form or in what area a struggle may arise, forcing a breakdown and renewal of what holds the UK together. But we should expect that just as the UK moved from being shaped by powerful unions before 1984, something similar today that holds the people of the UK together will be tested and transformed. For Sunak in 2024, the major transit is Uranus opposite Uranus, while it equally is squaring his Dharma Karma nodes. Uranus opposite Uranus is one of the markers of moving through what is commonly known as the midlife crisis, which I like to call the midlife time of opportunity. The Uranus portion of this asks the individual to consider the last 20 or so years of their life and to see where they are now and ask themselves this: are you fulfilled with this? Are you happy with your life? Are you being you? It is a moment to look back and consider whether one wants to continue on this path for the next 20 years or not. So Sunak is going to look at himself, his life, his position, and either decide to continue or change his path. And at the same time, the contact with Uranus to the nodes means that fate is forcing upon him a change in direction. He may be influenced by meeting a new group or person, and his life changes. He will certainly experience shocks and upsets, but some of which may be quite liberating. No matter what, there is change ahead for the United Kingdom, both as a nation as a whole and most probably in its leadership. Oh, goodness. Well, I see that our time is to where I would usually begin to respond to you or your questions. So I guess that's all we will cover today. I have a lot more I'd like to cover, I suppose. I do want to continue at some point looking through this lens of mundane astrology, and not only with regards to history and current events, but also with regards to the very nature of peoples and nations and what is going on in the world, such as this worldwide phenomena of the rise of authoritarian groups, regions, parties, and nations, and why that is, and what that means for the world at large, and for us here in the USA. So maybe perhaps that might be a good seed or start for our next show. I'll make a note of that. Okay, so let me put this all aside and bring up my charts and computer to talk to all of you here waiting for me patiently. I want to remind you, let me get a drink of water again because I'm getting wobbly here. Oh, that's good. Again, I'm going to call on you, and as I do so, I'll call on you and mention your area code so that you know I'm reaching out to you. And then you can just chime in and just give me your first name and whatever thought or question you have for me today, and we'll have a conversation. So I'm calling on area code. I believe we got this in the right order. I'm calling on area code 305 first. You're on with Bill. And who am I speaking with?
Deanna Bill. Good afternoon and wonderful program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hope you look into Argentina as well, because it's a major change in South America. And you know.
Yeah, there's so many. There's hundreds of nations. It gets kind of difficult.
Definitely.
I'd like to look at Argentina. I'd like to look at, I wanted to look at India. Oh, my
Brazil.
God, it's the most populous nation now in the world, and big changes there. I want to look at Indonesia, which is, there's so many. But I do want to, I think next time, rather than being nation-specific, I want to pull back and look at this whole theme of why is the world moving from this more liberal democratic direction it was going in since, let's say, the 80s or 90s and beyond, and how now it's turned towards this more conservative, sort of populist and authoritarian direction in the last many years, and what's driving that, of course, in worldwide, but also what may be driving that individually in various countries. So that's my thinking right now, but of course I can probably change, so we'll see.
Well, if I
but
can
anyways.
Call you directly, I will ask you
sure.
about it in that case.
Okay, sure. I'll take a look at Argentina with you if you want. Sure, individually.
No, I'm more interested in my person right now than that,
sure.
because, you know, it's challenging.
Yeah.
Life is...
Well, I know it's your home country, so it's dear to you, and you do want it to rise again and be
dear.
What it was, be the new Argentina
Very dear.
That it will be. Yeah. Okay. Sure. So, what can I do for you?
My general situation, health-wise, moving, whatever you see that comes at you, the eclipse. Whatever you see coming at you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. And you mean by the eclipse, I'm assuming the big solar eclipse, not the lunar one, right? Or what are you referring to there?
Oh, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
I know April 8th last year was very big for me. Something collapsed under me and hurt me. So I don't know, maybe the solar. I don't know.
Well, no, again, the thing about a lunar eclipse is it lasts for roughly the next month till the next lunar full moon. And so it's not so significant, but a solar eclipse is said to be active in your chart for the next 6 months, activating that realm. And so we look at where the eclipse takes place and see if it is making contact with any particular planet in the chart. I would say it's not directly, The closest contact it's making for you, that solar eclipse, is it's happening around 19 degrees of Aries. And you've got your Neptune over there in 16 of Libra, but we really have a very tight orb for eclipses, so that's probably outside its window. So what we'd be looking at is that it's going to light up the eighth house of your chart for the next 6 months, which would be maybe lit up by other things over time, but it's not, it has no major transit going through it at this time, but still means another added feature to the ordinary transits of your chart in your life right now. The eclipse in the eighth house would say Deanna needs to pay more particular attention for the next 6 months on matters of the sixth house, which is the house of unions and joint ventures, the house of debts and financing and taxes and all these obligations that we owe or owe to us. And so it would be a time where a person, if they have dropped the ball and have not been taking care of that, their management of their assets and resources and debts and financing, may have to do something in that arena to fix it. I know you've had difficulties in the recent past with housing and all that. I know you have a good job, and so that's not been a thing. But finding good, affordable housing in America is not your problem. It's a national problem. People often think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Well, it's not an individual's problem. It's a systemic problem that we have brought about through a series of bad policies and misunderstanding about how we should meet human needs in this country, that we're in crisis everywhere. Every city, every locality, whether it's suburban, rural, urban, we just have not built the housing we need for the people we have. And it's just wrong, and it's stupid, and we're harming the most valuable resource we have in this country, which is us, the people. So we can't blame ourselves, but we have to do what we can, right? So all this is saying is that there may be sources of resources that you could find that can help you with that ongoing issue. Pluto,
I have the help.
Okay, good.
I just need to find a better place.
Yes. Okay. Well, then that's good. So it's a matter of I have support. I have whether it's non-governmental organizations or government, state, local, national organizations that can help. Use them all. Whether you're going to find something in the immediate future. I don't know, but we can look at, I don't see, let me look at what's going on here. The ruler of your fourth house of the home is the planet Jupiter. And so aspects to Jupiter and where Jupiter's moving often will figure quite significantly in your life in terms of, challenges or opportunities. So let me look and see if anything's knocking into your Jupiter this year. In any major way, then I'll look at what Jupiter itself is doing. So, and of course, we always look at the moon anyways. Well, this is good. Let me go back to this. I mean, look at there. Well, right off the bat, that planet Uranus, which we know can be disruptive, but also when making a positive contact brings about more freedom, more self-realization, more opportunity in our life. Uranus this year, moving through the latter part of Taurus, is lining up with your Jupiter in the latter part of Capricorn. And that means this is a year where doors open for you. Now, your own Jupiter is, of course, located for you in your natal chart in your sixth house of health and healing, but also the ordering of your life. And it rules your house of home. So it both could be something that's helping with work matters and health matters, but also home matters. That energy is building in as we speak, but it really reaches its first exact moment in the month of July. So, and it hovers there for the whole year until spring of 2024. Meanwhile, Jupiter itself is lining up with Saturn at the end of March, which is very nice, but with itself by the beginning of May. So Jupiter's making good alignments here And by the end of June, and then through July and August and continuing, it's in your 10th house, which usually is a time of social growth and social recognition and better experience of my public life and professional life and just social standing in the world. So I think all these things taken together hopefully point to a more stable home life and home situation for you, which also directly impacts, as you know, your situation. Your home situation
Yes.
and health situation are tied together in this lifetime, always.
Oh, yes.
Because Jupiter rules your fourth house of the home, and it's in your sixth house of work. So these two realms are knitted together for you in your constitution. And improvement in the one will lead to improvements in the other. And I hold out great hope that that improvement is just around the corner for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Every week I look to see if you're on, and yesterday I was very happy to see you on.
I'm always intending to be on, but I'm working 6 days a week, and I often take that Sunday off, and that's what I've got to do, and I've got other things going on, and, you know, family and friends and all the other things in life, but I try to get at least one a month. That's what I'm aiming for. I'm not even trying for two a month, and I'm sort of hitting that. This is the third in 3 months, so I just got there. But I'll definitely be back in April, and I'll keep doing this because I do love the radio show but not as much as I like individual readings, I have to confess. But I do love it. I do like doing that deeper thinking in the presentation I make for everybody. And but I do the same thing in individual readings too, so I get it in both places. Anyways,
I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay,
please
sure.
Leave
if you want
me
to
on
me
hold.
Okay, yeah, I'll leave you on hold. And if you want to talk about Argentina, just give me a ring at some point, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Great.
I want to keep on listening.
Okay, have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Okay, you too. Okay, next person is area code 808. You're on with Bill. Who's this?
Aloha, Bill. Can you hear me?
Aloha. Oh, yeah, sounds like a Hawaii person. Okay.
Aloha, everyone. Thank you, Bill. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while since I've been on.
Okay.
And
okay.
I appreciate your show today. And
sure.
I'm just calling in. I want to see if there's anything new going on with me, anything I should be aware of, or anything I ought to do just to help myself or to
sure,
be a better
sure.
person.
Sure, sure. Let me just pull up your chart and get the wheel up there and then take a gander at where everything is moving. And oh my goodness, what's today? Today's the 24th. Okay, so
Yes. Literally
in 6 days,
okay.
That's not too far.
Uh-oh.
In 6 days, there's a big change coming.
Okay.
You have been experiencing for the last couple of years your progress moon going through Gemini. And so when the moon, are this factor of indicating periods in our life, changes from one sign to another, it's changing sort of an overall experience of our life. So the moon is how we lens or look out of the world around us. And for the last couple of years, you've been in a Gemini mode of curiosity and inventiveness and trying to rethink things and show your intelligence and figure things out. And it's like being back in school, and it's a time of diversification and spreading out and looking further afield and letting 1,000 flowers bloom. It's really, you know, expansive in that curious way. And now a total change comes. Your moon moves into water, into the sign of Cancer. And so you're really going to start. Now, you are, of course, a Pisces. You know,
yes.
You've always
Am
had
I gonna
a lot of water.
Am I
going to
get mushier?
Yeah. You're a double Pisces, so you know you're a sensitive soul. And now you're going to feel that sensitivity come back really strong again. You're going to be more emotional. You're going to have laughter and tears come more easily. What's bubbling up is coming from the roots. Cancer is about home, family, where I come from, literally in terms of my family and culture and ethnicity, but going deeper to the greater roots of me, all my journeys, all my centerings, this is a time of recentering yourself, feeling the self at center. And you do this through recollection, memory, and weaving together those memories into new understandings and new memories. You're going to be looking at the home you came from back in California. You're going to be looking at the home you're in right now, and you're going to be thinking about that home that's out there in your future and seeing them all as they are, as one, as the experience of home for me. We take our home. Wherever we go, we're at home, right? We bring it with us. But this is the time when you will be making changes in your home. You could. It's not that you're going to move, but you may feel the need to make changes in home or deal with changes in your home or your family more, okay? That is the big, big change coming for this year, for sure, that I know of. Let me just jump and look before I make that a final conclusion. I shouldn't do that. No, that's okay. Let's look at 24 here.
I've been feeling so stuck.
Okay.
Like, I've just been sitting and sitting and thinking of all these things I want to do, but not moving myself, my body. And I've gained weight and oh my Lord.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like something big is coming, but I don't know.
Well, again, the moon going into Cancer, it's one of the four cardinal signs, and often that means where you've been more in your head of late and, you know, thinking about things and thinking about things and thinking about things, maybe not doing things, will come to an end. And Cancer is a sign of action, and we take action in this case, to secure ourselves and find more, build more security, provide more nurturing, care for ourselves better, care for others better. That's its operative drive. Okay? And indeed, you did have Mars for quite some time moving through into your first house here, but it just moved into Pisces, and actually it's going to be moving over your moon in very short order, right around the same time that moon goes into Cancer, and then it'll get to your sun. So you should be feeling a lot more energy coming along, for sure.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I appreciate you.
Okay.
And
well,
I look forward to hearing more from you next month.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll leave you on mute, and I'll go to my next person, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye. Yep. Aloha. Okay. Okay, let's see. Caller area code 917. You're on with Bill. Who's this? Hello?
Is that me?
I don't know. You are. I do hear your voice now, whoever this is.
Well, it's Alex.
Who's this?
Does he know my voice?
Alex. I have to hear a few words before I can be sure I'm hearing a voice. But yes, I hear that voice. Speaking of Gemini.
Yes. Correct.
Of course.
Thank you very much. I love all these shows. I wish we had a little more time to hear more about the world. But anyway, we all need to hear about ourselves too, right?
I'll be back, and I'll be talking about some stuff. Yeah, I'll be back next month. Okay.
I have faith.
What's up with you?
All right, Dave. What in God's name is going on with all this insanity right now?
In the world or in your life?
I want to go with both, but, you know, since right now
Well, you do know, I hope you know, I hope we've talked about this in your readings, you know, maybe last year we had an update or whatever, and we've maybe talked on the show, I don't know, but, you know, Alex, you got to just get ready and just buckle up here, because you're in for a long, long Neptune journey. Because Neptune's going to be on your sun all 24 and all 25. Sometimes it does it in 1 year. It's building in the year before. So it was building in last year in 23, but now it's here full force, and it's here full force through 24, 5. So you're on a mystical, magical tour. Not like the Beatles album, maybe, but A Magical Mystery Tour is your tour right now, and you are going to be dreaming and wandering and wondering. It's amazing for creativity. It's amazing for contemplation and questioning the meaning of life and the meaning of myself. But certainty is out the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear that. Go ahead.
No, but certainty is bad because it locks us in. You know, we're boundaries. We can't go beyond the boundaries. Like, there are no boundaries. But so you have to protect yourself.
I don't need
yourself.
No thinking certainty.
You have to protect yourself by surrounding yourself with experiences and places and things that are more or less eternal or everlasting, like the beauty of a sunrise or sunset, the beauty of art, the beauty of music, that you go, well, at least I know that's true. And it can anchor you in terms of, okay, I'm questioning many things, but I don't question that. And that's great. But it does very much affect our physical nature too. The sun is the self. And so I know when this happened to me, my sleep cycle changed by hours. The circadian rhythm shifted by 3 hours or so. I never had allergies. All of a sudden, I began having symptoms. I go to my pharmacist and say, I got these symptoms. What should I take? He says, you've got hay fever. I said, I don't have hay fever. I never had hay fever. He goes, you got hay fever now. And so I had hay fever for a while, and then it went away. So things come and go. You may be sensitive to certain foods or medications or less sensitive. So you have to watch your medications. You have to watch stimulants that they may overstimulate you or they may not work at all. It's weird stuff like that. What's bizarre?
Eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I actually had a weird reaction to chicken for many years, and it went away. I was like, okay. What?
Okay.
Well, at least I got something back. I don't know. But, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have a sense
about
of humor.
This.
Okay. Yeah, and you have a sense of humor, so it's okay. But it is.
Yeah.
Well, you have to say, what is this for? The sun is the self. And we think by the time we're at a certain age, like you and I are both older now, we figured out who we are. And the universe comes along and kicks us in the butt once more and says, you don't know who you are because you're not a fixed thing. You're an ever-evolving spirit. You're a spark of the divine. And there's so much more to be and discover of what and who you might be or become. And so you got to let go of your own limitations and wander and wonder and consider. So it's great for creativity, great for imagination. But that also means, since I am a little, I have to be careful in dealing with people and entities and double check things and make sure I'm not misreading myself or misreading them or both. So always have people you really, really trust, who you can trust to say, hey, I'm signing this contract. What do you think? And they go, what are you kidding? Yeah. You're signing away your soul. Didn't you read clause 2, paragraph, whatever? Oh, I didn't see that. So just understand you may need help navigating certain things because your own judgment, not that it's off, but it just may miss things or assume too much. So just be careful.
Okay. Well, I just feel like there's a lot of duplicitous people in the world, but fortunately the universe always shows me pretty quickly. But really, I'm like, what?
You
is
just happening? Have to do with what people in the world? What did you just
duplicitous.
Say?
Duplicitous. Duplicitous.
Oh, you have duplicitous people in the world in your life right now?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't like.
Well, I don't, you don't like those kind of people? Nobody likes those kind of people.
Yeah.
But they're popping up like out of the woodwork here.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it is hard. It is hard, but I fundamentally believe that most people are good, and most people will do good.
I know.
And be good. But sometimes we may encounter more of the other, the disturbed ones, the, you know, disturbingly good and disturbingly bad ones. And you just have to protect yourself right now. That's all. That's the major thing right now, I would say. And other than that, what else would I say? Looking up and down the pike here, your progress moon.
Yeah, where is that?
Oh, it's in Taurus, and it stays there till the beginning of 2020, end of 24. So you're still in this phase of questioning in which your moon was started in Taurus. So you're dealing with, you know, right. What are my values? My value. What am I worth? And how do I make value? And how do I consume value? All those value questions are still the focus. And so you're, you know, changing your value and hierarchy and value system during this period till the end of the year. And then we move into Gemini. So they'll get curious and inventive and restless once again. And any other big planets moving? Pluto's leaving you alone. We know about Neptune. Uranus is, well, that's interesting. The same time Neptune's going over your sun, you've got Uranus going over your Neptune.
What is that?
You know, well, again, Uranus brings in shocks, and Neptune is our power of seeing through to the truth of whatever or whomever we're encountering. Since it's an opposition, you will be surprised in relationships this year. And this is another thing that would amplify the possibility I might be get involved with people who are not what they seem, which mm-hmm. could be mean to greatly to great misunderstandings and at the worst fraud. So you
yep.
better be careful. You
yes,
really
sir.
Better be careful.
I've already experienced it. Thank you. People at work.
No, it's there. And so, you know, when that happens to us one or two or more times, we begin to really feel the world is not a nice place, or what am I doing to attract this in my life? And it's just testing your resolve and understanding that, yeah, I have perceptions and I do see things, but I need to verify that by having other eyes and multiple eyes on this issue or document or person in my life to make sure I'm seeing it
yep.
rightly. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
It takes a village.
Okay.
It takes a village.
Yes, it does. To raise
okay.
the Alex.
Okay.
I'll speak soon again, well, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, Alex. Okay. Be well. Have a good day. And I'll talk to you again soon. Okay. Bye for now.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. I think I have to go because it's my time. So I will come back again probably in a couple of weeks or in a month or so, 3 weeks, well, in 1-2 weeks, whatever I can manage. Until then, I look forward to seeing you at that time. My best to all of you. Bye for now.